7. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. It's what we do here every day. We clear the way so you can know what's going on in here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, man-eating otters are on the loose in Alaska, it seems. Yeah, I'm telling you. Your dogs and cats may be free game, too. But why is this crazy behavior happening? I don't know. Blame the Democrats. Number two, a nonpartisan watchdog group is warning that Democrats are about to spend a whole lot more than $3.5 trillion if they get their way. We'll get to that. And number one, bruising testimony on Capitol Hill shows quite clearly now that President Joe Biden lied. Lied, that's the word, about the American cut-and-run policy that he instigated and rolled out in Afghanistan. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, General Kenneth McKenzie, and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, all grilled by the Senate Armed Services Committee on the disastrous failures in Afghanistan. It was all on Capitol Hill. The two most stunning admissions were these. Number one, General Milley testified that he never believed President Donald Trump was going to attack China at all, or anyone else for that matter, but instead was speaking to communist Chinese generals who were concerned such a thing could happen. Now, that blows away. That blows away the entire narrative of the left that President Trump was so out of control, so angry. He was going to attack China, and Milley was there to save the world. Not at all. Not at all. Milley testified to the United States Senate. Quite clearly, he didn't believe Donald Trump was going to attack China. Not at all. Which, that part may have been true, that the Chinese were worried. They were worried about a war breaking out, but not because President Trump was going to cause it. Milley seemed to indicate he was worried that the Chinese were going to cause it. Second big revelation. President Joe Biden lied to the nation. He lied to the nation when he said he was never given any advice from military commanders that included leaving U.S. troops in Afghanistan and keeping Bagram Air Force Base open and in American hands. What we now know is this. He did get that exact advice from several sources. He ignored it all, every bit of it. The biggest blow against President Joe Biden's catastrophic cut-and-run policy from Afghanistan was delivered by not one but two generals during that Senate testimony. Both General Milley and General McKenzie weigh in right here, and they both say they recommended the U.S. keep a minimum number of soldiers on the ground, keep Bagram Air Force Base. Joe Biden, he ignored everyone. Listen.
I recommended that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, and I also recommended earlier in the fall of 2020 that we maintain 4,500 at that time. Those are my personal views. I also have a view that the withdrawal of those forces would lead inevitably to the collapse of the Afghan military forces and eventually the Afghan government.
Yes, I understand that. And General Milley, I assume you agree with that in terms of the recommendation of 2,500.
What I said in my opening statement and the memoranda that I wrote back in the fall of 2020 remains consistent, and I do agree with that.
This committee is unsure as to whether or not General Miller's recommendation ever got to the president. Obviously, there are conversations with the president, but I would like to ask, even though General McKenzie, I think you've all made this statement, did you talk to the president about General Miller's recommendation?
Sir, I was present when that discussion occurred, and I'm confident that the president heard all the recommendations and listened to them very thoughtfully.
I was there when the president was told that. I was there. I'm confident he heard all of those recommendations. It's not what Joe Biden said. It's not what Jen Psaki said. It's not what the entire administration said. In fact, they all lied to you, to me, to everyone. Let's go back in time. This is August of this year. Joe Biden talking to George Stephanopoulos on ABC News. He said no one advised him against leaving on the timeline he put forth for Afghanistan. He said it didn't happen. Listen.
If your top military advisors warned against withdrawing on this timeline, they wanted you to keep about 2,500 troops.
No, they didn't. It was split. That wasn't true. That wasn't true.
They didn't tell you that they wanted troops to stay?
No, not in terms of whether we were going to get out in a time frame all troops. They didn't argue against that.
So no one told your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
No one said that to me that I can recall. See, that's where he's going to hang it. Well, not that I remember. Well, it's pretty clear from what you just heard from General McKenzie and General Milley. And Milley went on and said many options were presented to President Biden that were ignored, including holding on to Bagram Air Force Base. Listen to this.
General Milley, were there options given for keeping American troops in Afghanistan rather than the unconditional chaotic withdrawal?
Yes.
You presented options, and those options were declined.
There were options presented and debated?
Yes or no.
The decision was made.
Yes, sir. Yes or no is fine. Did you at any point create options for keeping Bagram open beyond July 2nd?
Yes.
Did you provide options for keeping Bagram open directly to the president?
Yes.
There's no wiggle room here. Joe Biden was told, keep Bagram, which we should have. That's Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, but it was a bipartisan rebuke of the entire failure of the Americans leaving Afghanistan the way we did. A worldwide embarrassment it was. Democrat Joe Manchin piling on about the failures of this administration and all the military gear we left behind, $85 billion plus an Air Force base. Listen.
It drives me absolutely insane to see the television at night and see the Taliban and all of them wearing our uniforms, wearing our night vision, doing everything, using everything we have, our MRAPs and everything else that we left there. I just can't believe it. I can't even get an accounting of how much equipment we really did leave. I know how many aircraft we left, and I know how many MRAPs and all the different things. But not to plan better to take that equipment out, it was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. What's unbelievable now is the fact that we know that President Joe Biden lied to you and to me. The entire administration lied over and over again. Said, well, that's what the deal was with the previous administration. Yeah, you weren't tied to any previous deal. Nobody had died wearing the U.S. military uniform in Afghanistan for 18 months. No U.S. military personnel had died for 18 months. That promise was kept. That promise that was made to the Trump administration was kept. We could be there today without the disastrous events that occurred. Instead, 13 families have gold stars now that they should not have. Should never have happened that way. And this testimony is clear of the failures of this administration, which is why Joe Biden is now underwater by 18 points in the latest Rasmussen polls 2 days in a row and going down. This is being covered by the national news media, thankfully. Thankfully, at least in part. Because the truth has to come out about how big this failure was. We're not done yet. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back right here on The Steve Gerber Show. Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.